Using language. Voice your opinions on robots and AI. 2. Listen to an interview and put these statements in the correct order. Welcome back to the show. Just now we talked about time travel with sci-fi expert Simon Phoenix. So, if we could move on now. Simon, robots are often in the news these days. Do you think robots will eventually live among us and do most of our jobs for us, like in science fiction?
Well, robots already do many jobs, in factories, for example. But they often do simple tasks and do not look like humans, unlike in the movies. However, as artificial intelligence develops, we'll certainly see robots with more complex occupations, such as teaching or nursing, and we are therefore likely to make them look more like us so we feel more comfortable.
What benefits and problems do you think this would bring?
The main benefit would be greater labor efficiency, giving us more time for other things. But there would certainly be issues with integrating them into society. The more intelligent they become, the more powerful and dangerous they will be too. Above all, we need to think carefully about how to program them to protect us humans.
That reminds me of the Three Laws of Robotics by Isaac Asimov. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's a good place to start. Asimov was one of the greatest sci-fi authors, and he wrote the laws in 1942. However, he also showed how the laws could be broken. I believe he was showing us the problems we would have with such intelligent machines.
In sci-fi stories, robots often become superior and take over. Do you think this could really happen? If so, should we not build clever robots?
It is very hard to stop technology once it has been created. Robot technology is developing very fast, so it could be possible. We use technology more and more in our lives. I think the line between humans and robots will be more blurred in the future.
Thanks a lot, Simon. So I take it that you don't have any robots at home?
Well, yes, I do actually.